Porter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, WesternCallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be hearing the newest recordings from two spectacularly talented singer-songwriters, Sting and Chrissy Hynde. We're going to start with Sting. Stay tuned. Oh yeah, I can't stop thinking about you. Sting's newest album is called 57th and 9th, released on November 11th in 2016. And he is back in rock and roll. Is that a hit? Oh my God, the energy and just the sound. It's so reminiscent of the work that Sting did as the major songwriter and bass player for the band he formed back in the 70s called The Police. He was with The Police from 1977 through 1984 before he started his solo career. And Sting's solo career has taken him and anyone who's interested in him on an incredible journey through so many different genres and styles. He's a master songwriter. But the thing that I also really like about Sting is just what amazing singer he is. His voice is, he's got the capability to express so many different kind of colors and emotions with just the raw sound of his voice. So what a treasure we have in Sting. And I can't stop thinking about you. I don't even care if you exist. So not only does he have powerful ability as a singer, incredible depth of lyrics as a lyricist, and then the hooks, they just never stop. I can't stop thinking about you. That song is like an immediate hit. What a gift. So Sting's most recent work prior to this album was a Broadway production that he was working on called The Last Ship. So it's really interesting that he's come back dead center into rock and roll. And the thing that Sting, he did a lot of collaboration with a lot of jazz musicians. But this album seems to be a really strong return to the type of rock and roll sound that he developed with The Police. So when you see the CD, when you see the album or the vinyl or whatever it is, you see Sting's cover on 57th and 9th refers to that exact intersection in Manhattan, 57th Street and 9th Avenue. And there's a picture of him. He's very handsome looking. He's aging beautifully. It's kind of night is falling, and the lights from the stop signs and the street lights are reflected in the surface of a rainy city street. And there's Sting standing on the street corner with his instrument strapped on his back, looking like he's on his way somewhere purposeful. The way that people walk in Manhattan, like they've got somewhere to be, get out of my way. And the thing that was so exciting for me personally is that I know that intersection on 57th and 9th extremely well because there's a recording studio there. It used to be called the Power Station, and it was bought by a Japanese man. And now it is called Avatar. And that's the studio that Sting did a lot of the recordings for his new album in. So I was really kind of tickled by the fact that we had both been on that street corner with the same thoughts in mind. So I thought it might be really interesting, since that song is maybe fresh in your ears, that we would compare I Can't Stop Thinking About You to a song that was originally released in 1980, a Police song called Don't Stand So Close to Me. Don't stand so, you know how these songs sound. And they sound so similar. The sound of the music, the structure of the song. It was 36 years ago that Sting wrote that song for The Police. And his ability to just step into that genre and record another song in that style is really deep. So we're going to listen to a recording of The Police. The Police, you know, as I said, what years was that? 1977 through 1984. But they reunited in 2007 and they did a live tour. And when they were in Buenos Aires, they recorded the entire concert and released it. It's called The Police Certifiable. So rather than hearing the original Police recording of Don't Stand So Close to Me from 1980, I wanted to play the version that The Police played live in Buenos Aires in December of 2007. So let's hear Stuart Copeland, Andy Summers, and Sting, The Police, live in Buenos Aires. Don't Stand So Close to Me. In December of 2007, singing Sting's song, Don't Stand So Close to Me. So you know, can you hear the similarities between "I Can't Stop Thinking About You"? Da 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 da. You hear the similarities between Sting's newest song and a song that he wrote 36 years ago. The other thing that's impressive about this live performance is that Sting is playing the bass. He's playing the bass. And sometimes the bass line has a different rhythm from the melody that he's singing. And his coordination and ability to deliver an incredible groove on bass and then float the rhythm of his melodies around that, he's really talented. What an amazing performance. So in another way that Sting is an outstanding performer is that his musical called The Last Ship has been on Broadway, and when it originally opened, he was in the cast and appeared in the first performances. The recording of The Last Ship was released in September of 2013, and it shows the incredible breadth of skills that he has as a songwriter, that he can do a 3-minute radio pop song, but that he can also deliver, you know, a 3-hour musical. So I wanted to play a song from The Last Ship, and I stumbled into a performance of Sting singing this live on the Jimmy Fallon The Tonight Show. But this is the recording from the studio version of the album, The Last Ship. And this song is called "The Night the Pugilist Learned How to Dance." Sting.
In the streets around here, there was nobody tougher than me. I was quick with me fists and fast with me footwork, as you can plainly see. But while fighting was useful for getting your way among the toughs of the town, well, you could all swear there had to be something that was better than this. I was 15 years old and I'd never been kissed. Well, of course she'd ignore me. Our friends would all sneer at me bloody nose dripping and me cauliflower ear. For it's hard to convince in a romantic pose with a lovely black eye and a broken nose, where a girl is attracted to skills more refined than the pugilist's art. And so I inclined to take myself serious as a modern romancer, and I secretly learned all the moves of a dancer. You swing to the left, you swing to the right, keep your eyes on your partner, more or less like a fight. You just follow the rhythm, you keep to the beat. The important thing's never to look at your feet. Then a miracle happens, your mind's in a trance, though the strategy's subtle. Retreat in advance, it's all about attitude, all in your stance. Attention to detail, leaving nothing to chance, which explains how the pugilist finally learned how to dance. Well, I'd waltz with a broomstick, and if I was caught, I'd pretend I was sweeping or practicing sport. But I really had eyes for your mother, you see, wanting her to acknowledge this new version of me. But now everyone's watching, expecting I'll fail, but there's fire in me belly, there's wind in me sails. I knew it was risky, and I was taking a chance. I couldn't retreat now, I had to advance. So I swing to the left, I swing to the right, keep my eyes on me partner like I would in a fight. I just keep to the rhythm and follow the beat. The important thing's never to look at your feet. But a miracle's happened and your mind's in a trance. They're all laughing and cheering and looking askance on the night that the pugilist finally learned how to dance. It's a 3-minute round and you're back in your corner. You're licking your wounds just like little Jack Horner. Don't let your guard down, try a jab with your right, or you're losing on points by the end of the night. Then a miracle happens, and everyone's screaming, you're pinching yourself. Just in case you're still dreaming, you've taken the initiative, you've taken your chance. It's the night when this pugilist finally learned how to dance. In a bout where the strategist's bridges were burnt, where it seemed that his fortune had suddenly turned, 'twas the night that the scrapper was suddenly dapper, and this poor fellow's heart was still going like the clappers. The night that the pugilist finally learned how to dance.
That's Sting performing a song from The Last Ship, released in September of 2013. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. We're tuning in to some of the most recent recordings from two of my favorite singer-songwriters, Sting, and then we'll be moving on to Chrissy Hynde pretty soon. So, you know, that's not rock and roll. The night that the pugilist learned, you know, that's not rock and roll. That is sung with a very legitimate voice, and yet it's still Sting. One of the things about a great singer is the timbre of the sound, the unique sound of his voice, which is immediately recognizable. There's so many singers that it's very hard to tell them apart. You know, there's a lot of similarities in their sound. But what makes a singer great for me is that they are able to uncover the unique individual sound of their voice, that becomes so recognizable. And Sting is an amazing singer. So, you know, Sting was born in 1951. He's British, born in Newcastle, made his career in London. He was a math teacher, at like a college level math teacher. And he was playing jazz gigs in the evenings. Maybe for recreation, maybe for extra money, I don't know. And he showed up at one of these jazz gigs with a sweater which had black and yellow stripes on it. And that's how he became, the story goes, that's how he got the nickname Sting. And so he is a British citizen. Now, I don't know the status of his dual citizenship, but I do know that Sting makes his home in New York City. And the most recent recording from Sting, released in November 2016, called 57th and 9th, refers to that intersection in Manhattan. And so he released this album on November 11th, 2016, just to coincide with the results of the presidential election. And one of the things that's interesting for me about somebody with Sting's fame and celebrity is that he writes songs about love and romance and the personal work that he goes through in his life, but he also writes an incredible variety of songs expressing well, I wouldn't call it political opinions, but addressing other issues beyond just romance. And I think that's a critical thing that we're going to be looking for in our artists and our musicians. So there's two songs on Sting's most recent album that I wanted to feature today because of the topics that they deal with. Like I said, Sting is a British citizen, but America is a home for him. And he has two songs. One is called Inshallah, which is about the refugee crisis. And the other song is called One Fine Day, which deals with the issues of climate change. So we're going to be listening to these two tracks back to back. But before I play you the music, I wanted to read you the liner notes, what Sting is thinking about as he composes these two songs. So here's the quotes from Sting. Inshallah, quote, I wanted to write a song about the refugee crisis from a humanitarian, not a political point of view. I don't believe any song could articulate a viable political solution. But perhaps it could recognize that any response we offer must begin from a place of empathy and compassion. As a father and a husband, I'm forced to imagine myself with a family crammed into one of those boats, fleeing the horrors of a brutal civil war to find safety in a foreign country. The title of the song is Inshallah, roughly translated from the Arabic as, "If it is God's will, then it will come to pass." The word magically conjures a number of subtle differences of emotion, resignation, hope, courage, a profound humility, and for me personally, solidarity. So we'll be listening to that song, inshallah, in just a minute. And after that, when I find my spot in the liner notes, we're going to be hearing a song called One Fine Day. And here's what Sting has to say in the liner notes about this song. Quote, "Lately, I've begun to pray that those who regard climate change as a hoax perpetuated for the express purpose of hobbling our economies and the profit margins of energy corporations are correct. Perhaps it is a fact, a deliberate hoax. Perhaps it is, in fact, a deliberate hoax. And we can all just carry on with our rapacious and profligate behavior in regards to the finite resources of this planet without a thought for future generations and the depleted world they're likely to inherit. I sincerely and passionately hope that the skeptics are right and that the majority of scientists in the related fields of research are all full of baloney, and for that, perhaps we'll all be grateful. One Fine Day." From Sting's newest recordings, we'll start with Inshallah.
Thank you.
my country. Only tears in our future. There's no past if it be your will. It shall come to pass and shall lie, and shall lie. If it be your will, it shall come to pass and shall lie, and shall lie. If it be your will.
Sting from his new recording, 57th and 9th. Yeah, One Fine Day. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program featuring the newest music from Sting and the Pretenders' Chrissie Hynde. So that last song, One Fine Day, that's also very pop-oriented, kind of a reminiscent of the Police in a lot of ways, the songwriting, the singing. But I must say, and this is a fine album, when I compare it to the work that he did with the Police, I think the thing that I miss the most is Stuart Copeland's drumming. The drumming on these tracks is good. He uses a different musician on a lot of the different tracks, different session musicians. But there's something very generic about the drumming on these tracks, and I really miss the work that he did with Stuart Copeland. But Sting, just a very satisfying new recording, and I'm sure we have a lot more to look forward from this man, because he has in no way slowed down creatively. Sting and Chrissie Hynde are just a couple of months apart. They're the same age. Sting was born on October 2nd, 1951, and Chrissie Hynde was born on September 7th, 1951. They also have a couple of other things in common in that, you know, Sting rose with a new wave kind of a sound with the Police, and they started in 1977 and recorded through like 1984. Well, that same Chrissie Hynde entered the international music arena at approximately the same time. Chrissie Hynde was born in Akron, Ohio. And so she might not be British the way that Sting is, but her career began in London. And it wasn't until 1978 when she finally starts her own band and gives a demo tape to the owner of Real Records that they release the first recordings from the Pretenders. So the Pretenders, Chrissie Hynde always wanted to be in a band, and when she started in London and she kept getting like the revolving door, she'd join a band and then it just wouldn't last. So she was finally suggested that she start her own band. So she started the band called the Pretenders and recorded with a variety of different musicians. But every recording from the Pretenders starting in the 70s through today is the singing and songwriting of Chrissie Hynde. So it was really interesting that someone with such a long career, she finally broke out and released an album under her own name, but it wasn't until 2014. In June of 2014, she released an album as Chrissie Hynde called Stockholm, recorded with a bunch of collaborative musicians in Sweden. And so it's kind of interesting because the most recent recording that she released on October the 21st in 2016, she goes back to calling her recordings under the name of the band, The Pretenders. So the album is called Pretenders Alone. And Chrissie recorded this album mainly in Nashville. And the producer on this album had a really strong influence on the sound. The man is named Dan Auerbach. He's a member of the Black Keys. And as the producer there in Nashville, he brings a lot of musicians in from the country and blues players, and it has a lot to do with the sound of the new Pretenders album. So we're going to listen to the title track called Alone, where Chrissie seems to talk about the joys of being single and being her own woman. So let's listen to The Pretenders. This is called Alone.
Check out the war zone. Check the listing, see what's good on.
Oh, there's one I've been wanting to see. Anyone here up for a movie? I am.
Nobody tells me I can.
and the Greeks and the deadbeats. I'm taking my time sitting on park benches and all the glamour. It all starts down here. This is where the trends begin. Life's a canvas and I'm on it. Nobody tells me I can't. Nobody tells me I shan't. No one to say, you're doing it wrong. I'm at my best, I'm where I belong. Alone, I like it. Yeah, I like being alone. And the other thing I like to do, go to the graveyard and hang out with you. And have a smoke and practice my autograph. Then sit back and reread your epitaph. And it says, don't you laugh as you walk by, for as you are, so once was I, and as I am, so you shall be. Prepare for death and follow me. Alone. Yeah, I like that. I like being alone. Yeah, what are you gonna do about it? Yeah, nobody tells me I can't. Nobody tells me I shan't. No one to say, you're doing it wrong. I'm at my best, I'm where I belong. Alone. Yeah, I like it. I like being alone. What are you gonna do about it? Hmm? Absolutely. Fuck all. Yeah. I'll do whatever.
Yeah, The Pretenders, the title track from the new album called Alone. And that's Chrissy Hynde. Let's face it, Chrissy Hynde writing and singing. What a rock and roll song. Yeah, I like being alone. What about it? She's incredible. And like I said, this album was recorded in Nashville. And that had a lot to do with that raw sound. That song sound is like maybe their first take. You know, the way the track starts off where they're kind of talking and playing. And the way the track just ends where they kind of all just kind of fall apart. Really, really strong. I think it'd be interesting to compare this song recorded in Nashville with a song that Chrissy recorded a couple of years ago in Stockholm, her solo debut entitled Stockholm. We're going to listen to a song called You're the One. And there is such a difference in the production values, and her voice is the same. But when you're listening to this song, I want you to think like ABBA. Like, it is so different from the song, from the sound that came out of the Nashville recording. See if you can tell what I'm talking about. This is from Chrissy Hynde's Stockholm album, You're the One.
You're the one. You're the one. But now look how I'm found. But now I can see.
was nothing but a bargain left unbought. You're the one.
Slick, well-produced, tidy, efficient, synthesizer-based, European, Eurotrash sound. Chrissy Hynde in Stockholm recording the song called You're the One. And you compare and contrast that to the title track from the new Pretenders album called Alone, and you see a really stark difference if you hear what I'm talking about. What an amazing singer. What an incredible voice. She might not cover as wide a variety of topics as, say, Sting does, but she dives very deep into expressing her own feelings. She can put her emotions into words in such a direct way, very passionate commitment to what she's singing about. So we're going to go back to the new Alone album recorded in Nashville. And, you know, that title track, Alone, yeah, I really like it. You know, who cares how wonderful it is being alone. And then on that very same album, she records two of the most beautiful love songs. We're going to hear a song called One More Day, which is just like, oh, when will I see you again? The excitement of waiting to see someone, that early feeling you have at the beginning of a relationship where every single minute you just want to be with that person. She writes a song, and then she writes another song called Death Is Not Enough. And it's got to be one of the most emotional ballads that I have ever heard. You'll hear what I mean. So it's kind of curious because that song, Death Is Not Enough, she kind of makes an elusive reference to that idea in that title track called Alone. You know, the lyrics from Alone, you know, I'm going to go out by myself. Nobody tells me I can't. No one to say you're doing it wrong at my best. I'm where I belong, alone. Yeah, I like it. She talks about how she likes to go out to movies and do what she wants to do. And then in that title track Alone, there's these lyrics, quote, and the other thing I like to do is go to the graveyard and hang out with you, and have a smoke, and practice my autograph, then sit back and reread your epitaph. And it says, don't you laugh as you walk by, for as you are, so once was I. And as I am, so you shall be prepared for death and follow me. You know, which just means that maybe she likes to be alone because it's a situation beyond her control. So it's just an incredible album of self-expression. And that song called Death Is Not Enough. You know, you say things to somebody who's already gone, and you get the sense that you can have a conversation with them even though they're no longer alive. And you talk to somebody. That's what she's doing in this song. You know, funny how you look so peaceful. No more anger, no more fear. But on your cheek there shines a single tear. Get ready, people. It's a very powerful and emotional song from Chrissy Hynde. So like I said, we'll be hearing two tracks from the new Pretenders album. We'll start with One More Day. Yeah. And then we'll hear Death Is Not Enough. Chrissy Hynde.
When do I get to see you again? When do I get to you again.
So hard to make. make some sense of it. But the world is just a joke. I promise you I know what's gone and broke. I'm the one to mellow you. Forever I will treasure you. Hold your hand and pull you through. When the going gets too rough. To see you through. I'm the one to mellow you. Forever I will treasure you. Hold your hand and pull you through. Cause death is not enough. Death is not
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. It's about 30 seconds before 4 p.m. I'm showing 32 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. We are hydro-powered. We are member-supported. We are community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania.